You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hi, my name's Kim J and I'm a sight impaired chef. And today I'm going to talk about one of my favourite cake recipes, carrot cake. Now, this is no ordinary cake. I better warn you, once you take a bite, you literally finish the whole of the cake. Now, I discovered this recipe in an old wartime book. It was totally different to all the other carrot cake recipes I had, so I thought I'd try it. And this was when I was back in my 20s and I hadn't become a chef at that stage. And I tried it and it was amazing. I updated it slightly, and everyone who tries this cake cannot believe the difference between this and shop-bought cakes. And most amazing thing about this cake, it's good for you. It's got your one of your five a days. So no guilt when you have this. Now the ingredients for this cake, 3 large eggs, 340 grams of grated carrots. Now try and grate the carrots as fine as you can get it. Don't worry if you can't. You will need 250 grams of plain flour, 250 grams of caster sugar. You're also going to need 130 grams of icing sugar, approximately. Half a teaspoon of salt, a teaspoon of bicarbonate of soda, half a teaspoon of baking powder, 3 teaspoons of ground cinnamon, and you're also going to need 3/4 of a mug of vegetable oil. You can use some flour oil, but don't be tempted to use olive oil. It doesn't work. For the topping, you're going to need a large tub of cream cheese, approximately 350 grams, or 2 of your small standard ones, which are approximately 180 grams. Some vanilla essence and some pecan nuts. Now get a large mixing bowl and put in your 3 eggs. Also put in the oil and put in the caster sugar and you whisk. Now you want to beat these eggs for quite a while until it literally thickens and it's double the size. Once it's double the size, you add in all the other ingredients very gently, folding in the carrots and the flour and the bicarbonate of soda and the salt, and mixing it all together until it is very well mixed. Now you get an approximate 16 centimeters, 18 centimeters baking tray with sort of a little bit of a side, and just rub vegetable oil on it, pour in your carrot cake mixture, and then put it into the oven at 170 degrees for about 20 minutes. At 20 minutes, pull it out, put a knife through it, and when it comes out, it will be slightly sticky with the carrots, but there should be no sort of batter residue on it. And then you know it's done, pull it out, and let it cool. Now in the meantime, in the mixing bowl, add in your cream cheese and start off with 4 tablespoons of the icing sugar and the vanilla essence and mix it in and take a taste. Now, if it's not sweet enough, you then add in more icing sugar. Once you've got it right and the cake has cooled down, spread this cream cheese mixture on the top. And then you get your pecan nuts and you sprinkle them on the top, slice it into oblongs and squares, and trust me, one piece is never going to be enough.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.